The fog behavior model is used to explain how likely it is for a person to perform a behavior. On the left side, you'll see motivation, ranging from low motivation to high motivation. On the bottom, you'll see ability, ranging from hard to do to easy to do. This line is called the action line. Anything below the action line, the person will not do the behavior. And anything above the line, they will. For example, if you make a recommendation to a participant to do something hard that they have little motivation to do, for example, run a marathon, they will almost certainly not do it. However, if you recommend that a person do something easy, for example, stand up and sit back down, they are much more likely to do it, even if they aren't that motivated, simply because it's so easy. Now, looking at the top left of the chart are things that require high motivation and are hard to do, for example, running a marathon. These are not behaviors that you would recommend to participants looking to begin to change their behaviors because they are hard and require a lot of motivation. Generally, the only reason that people do hard things that require a lot of motivation is because they want to push themselves to see what they're capable of accomplishing. For most people, the best place to start is by finding ways to incorporate behaviors that are easy to do and require little motivation.